Hello everyone, welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover and his coaches will dive deep into the questions that you're asking. They understand the challenges you're facing on a day-to-day basis because they still work every day on the front lines of real estate, with Jeff and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. In today's episode, Jeff will continue the real estate agent post-COVID business plan, part two, action items and strategy. We'll learn from Jeff the things that you need to reassess from your current business plan, implement a new action plan and strategy to get you through 2020. Now let's hear from Jeff Glover.
Next, let's take a look at sections three of the plan. New ways to generate business and current effective ways. Very simple part of the plan here. Basically, what I want you to do, I want you to take two things that you're doing that are currently working from your current plan, right? So you got your, go back to your 2020 plan. By the way, you should not do this activity without having this in front of you, without having whatever business plan it is you put together in front of you, because you're going to need to reference this. So I want you to write down, you got five things you can write in there, right? One, two, three, four, five. I want you to write in there two things that you're doing that are working that you've implemented this year, right? These are ways that I'm generating business. These are effective ways. I want you to write in a minimum of two. Now, many of you, you know, if you've got a real big business, you might be doing 15 things, right? So then you're just going to add extra paper, add extra notes to this. You know, you can copy and paste this into your own document. We don't care. But I want you to write at a minimum, ready, for the average leader or the average team member or the average agent out there, I want you to do a minimum of writing out two things that you're doing right now that are working. You write them in right there, number one and number two. I want you to write two things that are from the plan, the original 2020 plan, that you haven't implemented yet, right? So somewhere in here, and I won't take too much time to find it, but somewhere in the plan, it talks about, in fact, let's see. In this original plan, you have a action items to implement to generate new business. And you wrote out 10 things you're going to do in 2020 to generate new business. Well, my guess is you probably haven't gotten to implementing them all, because some things you're going to do quarter one, some quarter two, some quarter three. What I want you to do is I want you to go visit that part of the plan, and I want you to identify two things that are still relevant that you want to incorporate in the last half of the year. I want you to write down two things that still apply to your business post-COVID for the last half of the year. So we're going to write in two things that you're doing that are working. Go ahead and jot those down. Then I want you to write in two things that you haven't got a chance to implement yet, but you still want to. And then, ready for this? On the fifth line, I want you to write down one new thing that you've learned in the last 60 days that was not part of this plan, all right? And it's something that you've wanted to take action on. Let's be honest. I did a stupid video the other day where I said death by Zoom, and everyone was poking fun at me because I had the camera like right here. The reality is that I did that because, and I said death by Zoom because we've all been Zoomed out, right? We've all been, and we've got several hundred people on the session. I don't know. We might hit 1,000. I'm not sure. But everyone's kind of Zoomed out right now. Well, my hope is this is your last Zoom session for a while, except for at least until next Wednesday at 11:30 for our next session, really. But the reality is, all the webinars you've been on, all the Zooms you've done, you're like Zoomed out right now, right? So I want you to go back and look at all the stuff that you have learned in the last 60 to 75 days, essentially since we've been in shelter in place. And I want you to identify one thing that you heard that you want to take action on. You probably wrote it down somewhere. You'll probably have to go back and revisit your notes to find it. But I want you to write down one thing. So you got two that you're doing that are working, two that are from the original plan that you haven't taken action on yet, and one that you've heard in the last 75 days that you're like, oh, that's a good idea. I need to add that to my plan. Put that right there in section five. Right there in section three. Section four, again, for those of you that were joining us late, you're going to get a copy of this plan after this session. It's going to be sent out. I just want you to take notes, you know, on a blank sheet of paper or on your laptop or in a Word document or wherever. So that way, when you get a copy of the plan, you can take all these notes and boom, put it right side by side with it. Section four, new plan to add value to the database to generate repeat and referral. Here's the thing. If you were at our summit in Orlando, which it seems like it was so long ago now since we were all together and had a lot of fun and a great group, we spent a lot of time talking about how you can add value to your database to generate repeat and referral business. We spent a lot of time talking about things you can do. I mean, we had panels, we had people from all over the country, we had breakout sessions. The whole focus of those 3 days in Orlando was how can you add value to your database so you get more repeat and referral business. Three full days we spent on that. Unfortunately, because of COVID, a lot of those things that you wrote down, a lot of those things that you planned on taking action on, a lot of those things that were going to be part of your plan just did not happen. Because let's say, for instance, the biggest one that we hear everyone talk about, client events, right? So what I want you to do in this section, I want you to write down things you can do to add value to your database in the new post-COVID era, right? So, you know, for instance, we have every April a Detroit Tigers opening day party for 500-600 of our best clients. Obviously, we weren't able to do that. So we're looking at things we can do throughout the year instead of that, things that are either virtual or things that are in group settings, but they're smaller settings, people are spread out, whatever. So you have to think about things you can do to add value to your database. Wipe the slate clean, right? Like you had written down here, oh, right there, boom. It's section 7 in the original plan. You guys, I did the 2020 video. We put it on YouTube, so many of you maybe had a chance to see it. Action items add value to the database. You go back to this and you look at what applies now, what doesn't. And I want you to write in the things that do apply now, things that you can do, and a couple things that maybe you've heard of in the last several weeks of people doing to add value to their database. I'll give you a couple examples, okay? You could maybe go Facebook Live more often with market updates of what's happening in the market. Your Facebook friends, that is your database. That is your sphere of influence. There's nothing you can do on Facebook that notifies 100% of your friends like going live on Facebook. So utilize that, right? You can maybe deliver sanitizer and masks to clients. Even though the news is coming out that the numbers are dropping and the percentage of people testing positive, those numbers are dropping as well, there's still going to be some regulations, some rules, some concerns around wearing masks and using sanitizer frequently. So why couldn't you deliver masks and sanitizers to your best referring clients? That would be a great way to add value to generate repeat referral. I've heard of people doing bingo via virtual Zoom. I've heard of drag queen bingo. I've heard of happy hour, right? You send out a survey to your 20 best clients or your 100 best clients, and you give them 5 options. What is your favorite drink? You know, you got the margarita, you got a Moscow Mule, you got a Corona Light, whatever. You give them 5 options and they pick their favorite drink. And then within a few days, they get something that shows up at their doorstep. Let's say they selected margarita, right? So they get a little thing of Patron tequila and a little thing of lime juice and an invite to join, you know, for a happy hour at 5 o'clock this Friday for my 20 best clients. Bring your drink, mix your drink, make it. We're all going to join together. Here's the link to join. It's a nice little invite that goes out. Why not? You got to think of things that are outside the box. I know many of you guys are already doing that. Sharing mortgage information. You know, obviously, I know most of you aren't mortgage loan officers and maybe aren't qualified to give mortgage advice, but you know people right now want to know what's happening with the rates. When is the last time you updated your sphere of influence on what's going on with rates so maybe they can refinance their house, right? Save them money on their monthly payments. They're looking to you as the one-stop resource. Take advantage of that. We went as far as we created a landing page called Improve My Shelter. We took the stance in the month of April and the first part of May, we took the stance of, look it, I in Michigan, you know, we were handcuffed. We couldn't go meet with anybody. So we're going to give you things that you can do to improve your home's value. We are listing properties like gangbusters right now because we spent a lot of time adding value to our clients and prospective clients in the last 60 days. So what can you do to add value? Things that are relevant to right now post-COVID. Go back to your original plan, copy over 1 or 2 things that you can still do that you want to do, and then write in two or three new things that apply to the post-COVID era. Write that in on section 4. All right, continuing along, stay with me here. Oh, look at that. Yes, we are doing our Live Unreal retreat October 5th through the 7th in Chicago. Yep, that's right. I know you're probably thinking, how is it possible that you can plan that? Well, you know, we had our original retreat in July in Traverse City, and we know that people are not going to be willing to get on a plane to come up here in July in Traverse City. So we're moving it to Chicago because more people can drive there. And of course, as plans come out with how we're handling six feet social distancing and so forth, we'll let you know. But if you're looking to get to a real estate conference, this will be an awesome one, and we will be respecting everyone's health and safety. That's the Live Unreal Retreat 2020, October 5th through the 7th in Chicago. We'll have more details on that. Okay, so we're still on section 4, new plan to add value to the database. to generate repeat and referral business. All right, so continuing with weekends worked. We are on now section 5 of the plan, weekends worked. How many weekends per month in June, July? How many weekends through August to December, Saturday, Sunday? The whole concept here is that right now there's a lot of pent-up demand in most markets across the country. And I'll never forget early on, one of my first coaches told me about this whole idea of ROI in your time. And the conversation was, Jeff, you realize in a seasoned market especially, the value of your time in the summer in the business is a lot higher than the value of your time, say, in October or November, right? More listings are going on the market. Now, again, I believe you make your own market, but if you're just looking at market data, all right, the value of your time is higher in the summer months than it is in the winter months in most markets, right? Seasonal or not. So what I'm recommending that you do is you identify, because if you remember, as part of your plan, the original plan had my weekend schedule and then how many weekends I'm going to work per month. What I'm recommending you do there is whatever that number is that you had written down. Let's say you're going to work 2 weekends per month. I'm going to recommend in the month of June and July, you bump that up by 1 and you increase that to 3. Or if you had 3 written down, I'd bump that up to 4, right? If you had 1 written down, bump that up to 2, all right? I'm going to encourage you to increase the amount of weekends that you spend in the business in June and July at a higher level, because the return on your time, right? Just getting in the way of leads and transactions, you're going to do more business by being involved in business during those months than any other month of the year, especially because of all the pent-up demand. Now, by the way, I'm not a huge proponent of working every weekend. I'm not a huge proponent of working every Saturday and Sunday, right? I'm suggesting you pick one of the two, Saturday or Sunday. And I'm also encouraging you, if you're writing in there how many weekends per month in June and July, the number's 3, I'm okay with you going back down to 1 or 2 in August, December. I believe if you put in an extra weekend or 2 in June and July, it's going to give you a better chance of getting caught up with your goals. Then, of course, Saturday, Sunday hours. I want you to write in your actual hours, right? I'm going to work Saturdays 9 to 2 times 3 of them. Sunday 10 to 4 times 2 of them. Whatever it is, I want you to write that in that spot there. Again, you're going to get a copy of this plan. Section 6, your new morning routine. Pretty self-explanatory. You guys know how big I am on the morning routine, right? Own the morning, win the day, master your morning. Everything else falls into place. This is effective June the 1st. So starting June 1. So I know a lot of people are going to listen to this and watch this after the June 1st. So this is starting June 1. What you do from the time you get up until lunchtime, I want to know essentially every half hour. I want it time blocked. If you master the morning, everything else will fall into place, right? If you have a strong morning schedule, you don't have to worry about the afternoon or the evening schedule. For years and years, we used to ask our agents to put together a schedule that was from the time they get up until the time they're home with their family. We don't even ask for that anymore. All of our coaching clients, we just ask them for a morning schedule, because we know if you master the morning, everything else will fall into place. So I want to know what your new morning routine is starting June 1st. Now, I realize, depending on what happens with the school year, right? I realize that this might need to change come September, come August, whenever back to school takes place, however back to school takes place. So this new morning routine may only be, for those of you with children, you know, June, July, and August. It may only be, you know, a couple months worth. But for those that don't have kids, or if you do have kids and you've got somebody else to help out, you may be able to work from this schedule the entire rest of the year. So I want to know what your new morning routine is. Section 7, I want to know what new scripts you're going to master due to COVID, all right? For those of you that have been attending our half-day sessions or paying attention to any of the videos that I've been putting in the inner circle on Facebook, if you knew, write this down, all right? You're following along, so write this down, section 7, okay? This is a perfect script that you can use to determine motivation right now. If you knew there were a financial advantage by making a move now, knowing full well you could do it safely, would you like to learn how? If you knew that there was actually a financial advantage by making a move now, knowing full well you could do it safely, would you like to learn how? If you knew that there were a financial advantage to making a move now, knowing full well you could do it safely, would you like to learn how? Okay, I need to know what scripts you're going to need to master due to COVID. I need to know, depending on your marketplace, depending on what sorts of businesses. We talked a lot about, when I did that session, 24 ways to rid the coronavirus from your business. one of the things we talked about, which if you haven't had a chance to watch that, you can just Google that. Just do Jeff Glover 24 ways or Jeff Glover coronavirus and click on videos. No, I'm not the MMA fighter. All right. That's somebody else. So if you're looking for different sources of business, I talk about that in that video. And this would be an opportunity to write in what script it is you need to master. Number eight, new operating procedures, training needed. All right. This would be a good opportunity to look at what your strengths are in your business currently, what your weaknesses are, and pick a program, pick a session, pick a trainer, pick something that you can implement, right? So you may say, you know what, I've got this whole sales thing down, but I'm very weak at recruiting. I'm very weak at training. I'm very weak at motivating. I'm very weak at kind of running a business. I've never learned how to run a business. I've just been a real estate salesperson. Well, then I would recommend probably our Business Mastery Program with Matt Sutter. But anyways, identify what program or what training it is that you need to implement for the rest of the year to make sure you stay on track with your goals. You can't do it alone. Everyone needs a coach. I've personally had a coach since 2005. And if you have an opportunity to check out any of our programs, I would encourage you to do so at GloverU.com. So identify what training is needed, what new operating procedures there are in your business. Obviously, the Live Unreal Retreat, we'd love to see you in Chicago in October. We're bummed we have to move it, but obviously you know why that has to take place. I want to know what is necessary in order to help you finish the year strong. And it's probably some level of training. It's probably some product, it's probably some service, it's probably some accountability. And I want to know what those things are. So write what you need to know in there. All right. Section nine, one of my favorite parts of the business plan. Source to double down on and source to eliminate. You know, we're now, what, 5 months through the year, we're into June, basically. You know what's working and what's not. I want you to go back and look at either the first five full months of the year or look at the last 12 months. I want you to pick one of the sources that's been working well for you, and I want you to double down on it. Meaning, you know, if you're making phone calls and sending text messages, doubling down. What does that mean? Well, that means going and doing door knocks, right? If you're allowed to do door knocks right now. It means sending a mass mailer or direct mail, right? Adding other pieces. The biggest mistake agents make is they spread themselves too thin, right? They dabble, right? I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. You know, the best agents in the business, the best brokers and team leaders that are running large teams in the business have one or two sources that they own, one or two sources that they're known for. What source are you known for? Honestly, if your name were to come up, if I were to ask your peers in your office, hey, that Johnny, what's Johnny good at? Oh, man. Johnny is phenomenal with internet buyer leads. I don't know how he converts them so quickly and gets so many buyers to say yes to an appointment, right? Find some source, own it, and double down on it. And then for those of you that are spending money on a source, I know a lot of you cut expenses on some sources of business, but if there's a source that was part of your original plan that you don't plan on bringing back or that you're doing right now and you're not getting results with it, and asterisk, you've been taking action on it for at least 6 months, big lesson there. Don't think that something's not working just because you haven't had success in the first 3-4 months. 6 months minimum before you measure and decide whether it makes sense to extend or get rid of something. Pick a source to double down on, pick a source to eliminate. And section 10, I want to know, by the way, you can text scripts to 33777 to get a copy of all of our scripts. Most of you guys have them. If you want all of our scripts, you can go ahead and text the word scripts to 33777. Section 10, the reward for hitting the goals, right? When you look back at the end of 2020 and say, man, there was a little bit of a hiccup because of COVID, or I had a little bit of a setback, but because I put together a new plan and got back on track, if I get back on track and I hit that number 22 closed or 32 closed or 52 closed or 102 closed, whatever it is, then I'm going to do A, B, and C for myself. I want to know what you're going to do to reward yourself and reward your family. Because the reality is, number one, your family has to put up with you and your hours, all right? Because you're probably putting in more hours in the summer than you had planned on, especially if you're a little behind on your goals. I want to know what you're going to do for your family if you hit your goals and you get back on track, and you fill that out during in section 10 there. All right, last couple things here. If you haven't had a chance, each and every week, every Thursday, Live Unreal podcast. You can find that in, you know, obviously Apple, Spotify, you know, there's different sources where you can get that. Live Unreal podcast. Every week I'm putting an issue or I'm putting something out there. any one of our coaching programs. If you have any questions on any of these, you can go to gloveru.com. I know many of you are looking at your last half of the year and thinking, what program do I need to get into? These are our main programs that agents sign up for. We have close to 200 agents across the country that work with us now in one of these programs. Most of you are already aware of the Inner Circle. If you're not in there, make sure you get into the GloverU Inner Circle on Facebook. Every time we've got a new video or something, a script, a dialogue, a system, a tool, boom, we put it in there. And finally, again, my name is Jeff Glover with GloverU. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions at any time, you may email us at info@gloveru.com. Again, info@gloveru.com. I hope you enjoyed the session and got a ton out of it. Good luck for the last half of next year, plus June. And let's finish the year strong and let's kick COVID's butt. See you guys.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with GloverU podcast. To get started on having an unreal business, take the real estate self-assessment. After you complete the assessment, a member of GloverU will get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score. Go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with GloverU on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, your sphere of influence is looking at you as their top resource. Take advantage of that.